I wake up every morning and rub my eyes just to realize he isn't waking up thinking about me. I snap my bra strap and slip on my socks in daily, childish, naive thought that today might be the day that I might for once hear that special ringtone I set for him. Or get that, "Are you in your room?" text that puts a smile on my face, because it can only mean one thing. He's coming to visit. And although it's 9.9 times out of 10 about sex, I can't care because I'm stupid. And every day I go with him stayed on the brain, I prove it to myself more that my stupidity remains. Because today, this is stupid day. I finally saw him. I finally got the moment I've been anticipating. The moment I wake up literally every morning waiting for. Today, I received a random tap on my arm and looked back at the bittersweet Adonis that completely shit on my entire first year of college. The beautiful, selfish, perfect image of a wet dream. The one who I wouldn't trust to take out my trash. Yet, allowed him to blast a splash full of his kids into my tunnel of womanhood. The one who disappears and sets into overdrive this razor blade addiction. The one that makes me carve into my skin while 4 a.m. infomercials urge me to buy shit for my kitchen. But I can't even listen long enough to hate it and change the channel, because all I can focus on is this red hot stupidity streaming down my flesh. The flesh that he loved to death. The flesh that he kissed and left. The flesh now decorated with stripes that taunt me and will never go away. The skin and soul that's ripped to pieces all because he wouldn't stay. But today, I did receive a random tap on my arm. And when I looked back, I felt nothing I should have. Only love. Just compassion. Cheek to cheek, exposing every single tooth in my mouth. Engulfed in memories of when he used to give a fuck. When he was in my room every day, listening to me. While he stroked my locks and planted light kisses on my forehead. When he used to care so much and my world used to be okay. But no, not today. Because today, this is stupid day. The day I'm reminded that he still retains ownership of my tears. The day life reiterates that no matter how much I engulf myself in the false image of his love, that a girl like me would never be enough. And honestly, why would he even want me? I mean, I am stupid. I don't make him wonder or think or question. I hold no mystery. Instead, I have mere consistency. The promise that my phone will always be answered. My door will always be open. My legs will never be closed to him. And I'll never go away as long as he wants me around, regardless of the degrading reason. And that's why I hate myself for this. That I've helped him help me reduce myself to the stupid bitch. So stupid that I've ignored that night that I trucked my ass up to his room to apologize for something that he did. Only to hear the bed colliding with the wall in a rhythm that made me want to die. Combined with male grunts and chick moans. An erotic melody that used to be familiar with he and I. Before I became not even good enough to be used. Back when being used was good enough because his love was not an option. I remember a time when being used was exponentially greater than his random tap. A tap from my love who has become a passerby. A stranger. A regular bystander just like anyone else in the room. All I remember about that day is that I received a tap on my arm and it was beautiful. Am I insane? Maybe. Do I love him? Yes. Will I outgrow my love for all things hate? Well, I can only guess, but since hate is all I know, I'll love hate at its best. And hate will hate me overall because that's all I let it do. And let the record be shown that despite all the stupid days you put me through, despite my copious, putrid pain, hate, I love you. And I still live with the constant, potent, and poisonous mixture of love, hate, and stupidity coursing through my veins. And regardless of his malignant, traumatic disdain, each and every morning, I still snap my bra strap and slip on my socks in daily, childish, naive thought that today might be the day, and it never is. I never hear that ringtone. I travel through campus, hoping to happen to be in the right place at the right time and receive that glorious, stupid tap on my arm. Because stupid day, for my stupid ass, can never come soon enough.